Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Y'all, are like the vibes off for you today? Like, are they off? Like, I feel like the vibes are off. I've just been saying that literally all day at work today. And I'm actually so overbooked that I'm literally doing this during a 15-minute break. Like, someone got hit by a car outside my apartment today. And have you ever heard a car crash? Like, I feel like I've heard a few now living in New York City. And that screech is rough, but it's the thud that you hear that you're like, oh, fuck, they're fine. They were up immediately. Their scooter got really banged up, thank God. But also, like, I don't know, maybe less cars in the city. That'd be great. Anyway, that noise in the background, is it all of a sudden randomly storming? Like, it came out of nowhere. Again, I'm telling you, the vibes are off. But I do love this episode. I got to sit down with, it's so loud. Do y'all hear it? Hold on. I kind of love it. I got to sit down with Melissa Rich and Carolina Teresa, and we just shot the shit. And we talked about our own, like, individual experiences of being coupled during, you know, the pandemic when shit hit the fan, and now. And, like, I mean, Carolina got fucking married and went from being single to married and to an amazing person, to an amazing partner, and just so many things. And it was a really fun episode to record, and I think you're going to have a really good time listening to it. And then go check out Carolina and Melissa's podcast, Hoes with Feelings. And also, you can catch Carolina and Melissa with me in Edinburgh for part of the Fringe Festival. I will be there the whole full run, but they will be there at the end of the run. So absolutely come if you are in the UK, in Scotland, and come see us perform. What a fucking blast, right? All right, I'm going to stop talking. Go listen to the episode. Yeah, so, like, what's up, y'all? What's happening?
Hey. I mean, I think I've had the least stressful day. Carolina is getting off work, so
yeah,
I can't complain.
Are you drinking a White Claw, Melissa?
Yeah, I am.
I should go get myself a drink.
She is literally the White Claw, please. Every time I've had a White Claw on camera, she's been like, oh, White Claw?
And every time I come to your house, I'm like, can I have a White Claw?
I am stuck.
What is your flavor?
Right now I'm having lime, which is controversial. People don't like lime, but
I like lime.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Really?
Thing. I like the lime. God, yeah.
People.
Well, I'm a vodka soda person, so I want a vodka soda exactly. With lime. Have y'all tried the Cutwaters, where it's a cocktail? Yes. Like, it's an actual, I love yeah. them.
Those are great.
No, I haven't tried that.
Those are really good.
They're very good, yeah. I'm trying to think of the last time we talked. Last time we all were together was me last minute being like, hey, actually, we are going to go to D.C.
We're going to D.C.
Yeah, yes. That was crazy.
That was crazy. And then getting stuck in so much traffic and, like, literally running there.
Yeah.
And then to my one of probably the smallest shows I've ever done in D.C., which was like 31 people in a venue that can fit
300,000.
Like,
yeah, it was fun. Like,
thousands standing. Oh no, they were great. The audience was great, and I felt so bad because in the next show that we did, Melissa, it was and oh shit, Carolina, you weren't there either, right? Oh my god, it was like 350 people.
That's what I told Melissa. Yeah. I said usually when we come here, it is packed.
Yeah,
yeah. It was like usually Black Cat is where I love to start people off because it's always packed. And then the bartenders were giving us like Jaeger bombs. Like we went like, I mean, I don't want to like put this out there, but like just like threw up. I think so did Kendall.
Oh my God.
They woke up like shaking the next day. And I was like, oh no.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. We went very hard. We went to like a lesbian, well, it was like a gay and lesbian bar. And it was like one level was lesbian and one was gay. And the lesbian bar, you could only buy one drink at a time. Like, you couldn't even get two.
Oh, my God.
The other person had to be there. It was so very lesbian. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
And then we found out, someone that worked there sneaked in their girlfriend who was anti-vax. And it was like,
wow. Yeah. Controversial.
It was a weird way to end the night. Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Well, next time we're going to do Jaeger bombs and go to the lesbian bar as well.
Oh yeah. I'm down. Okay. Y'all both had partners or do have partners during COVID. And now not in COVID. What was that face?
Nothing.
Was that a, how's it going? Not going well?
No, going it's great. Going well. Comedy's fine.
But yeah, how was that like in COVID at first for y'all?
Well, I wasn't with, and neither of us at the beginning were with, I mean, I was dating my partner, but I was not physically with partner.
I wasn't even dating my partner. We got together during COVID.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Oh, shit. Yeah. So Carolina basically got back together with Hamaday and then got married in COVID.
I got engaged. I got, back together, engaged, and then married during COVID.
How quickly did you get engaged?
Thanksgiving, he came over in March and we were engaged in May.
Oh, my God. I love that. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty wild.
And so you were with dating them, but you weren't physically with them.
Me, yes. So I was at the time living in Brooklyn with a roommate who was super, super concerned about COVID. So, you know, it was cool if I took a walk around the neighborhood, but she was not even doing that. Like I was locked down. So he lived in Manhattan and was working for a little bit of the beginning. Like it was like, okay, this would definitely throw off our COVID-free household. So yeah, I didn't see him probably also until May. Yeah.
Damn.
I know. It was crazy.
That's wild.
It was a lot of sexting.
Mm. I love a good sex. I do.
So it's kind of fun.
I do miss that. I don't sex anymore with Aaron. And I know I should just start again. Like
me and Hamaday never sexed. He does not sex. Like I'll send a sex and he'll be like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Or he'll send a smiley face. So he'll be like, oh, wow. And I'll be like, oh, you suck.
That's nice. Oh, wow is good.
No, it's not. I want
That's expressive.
Sex.
That's expressive for Hamaday. That's
it
good.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do you think he could ever level up or do you think okay is as far as it's going?
You know, I haven't pushed it because I've kind of just given up on it. So I don't know if he'll ever level up because I kind of let it go. He only ever levels up if I bother him.
I think you'll wear him down.
Yeah, but I haven't been trying to wear him down. I've just been like, whatever.
Right. Oh, nice. What is your go-to pictures or actual words?
I want words, but I guess I haven't sent a sexy pic in a minute as well. So maybe I'll send a sexy pic soon.
Yeah, I haven't done a sexy pic in a long time. Honestly, just because I haven't felt sexy. Like, I need new lingerie. Like, none of my bras fit anymore. I gained so much weight in COVID, and then I just never changed my wardrobe and then feel gross. And it's like, yeah, because nothing fucking fits, Natalie.
Yeah, you got to get new
find
stuff
that fits.
I've got lingerie that fits, but I just also, I don't know, I haven't felt like putting on lingerie either, but I think it's because I'm tired of my lingerie and I have so much of it, but I haven't bought new. But you know what? I'm going to buy some new lingerie. You inspired me. And I'm going to send a sexy picture to Hamaday and he's going to say, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love this. I am here for this journey. I'm excited for you. I'm going to send Aaron a sex tomorrow while he's teaching our youth and see what happens.
What are you going to say?
I'm not sure. When we first started dating, he used to not have his iMessages locked. And so he was teaching and it popped up while he was teaching and the kids saw it.
No. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And it happened to me, too, when I was babysitting.
Wait, what did you say? What did you see that the kids saw?
So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't a picture, thank God. And it wasn't as worse as I've or as graphic as I've been, but I think it was something like, oh, I woke up and you weren't your hard cock wasn't here or something like that. And they were like, oh,
wow.
Benoit. Yeah. Cause it's all high school boys.
Oh God.
But that made him seem cool to them. Probably.
Yeah,
probably. And then when we first started dating, I was, a live-in nanny. And so again, a lot of sexting. I was nannying for two boys and I also didn't have my messages locked. So we were talking about what we like in bed. And I was like, you know, I like things rough. I love when you call me a slut. I love that stuff. And the poor older son, I think he was 12, was
Aaron texted you and like he knew, like I had asked him to get my phone so we could like buy like movie tickets or something. And he was like,
oh,
I'm sorry, I saw it. Like he was so embarrassed. And I was like, oh no. And then I had to like sit him down and be like, it's all about consent and knowing what the other person likes. And soon you'll get to know about it. And it was just like, oh my God. And then, yeah, it just definitely made me like a little hesitant to sext for a little bit there. But I love it. I love sexting. It's one of my favorite things.
I saw this video today on TikTok where this girl was talking about how like it's summertime and guys need to wear like short shorts. And she was like showing them like shorts that are acceptable and shorts that are not acceptable. Like no more jorts, no more shorts down to your knees, no baggy shorts. Like we want to see you in the hoochies. And she said these, she showed a picture of a guy in these shorts. And she was like, these kind of shorts will get the back of your knees licked. So then I saw that today, and then today I showed it to Hamide, and then I licked the back of his knee, and I was like, So we don't sex, but I like talk a lot of shit to him in real life. I catcall him at home.
Yeah, that's like sexting in person.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's what sexting is, flirting. Mm-hmm. It's like intense flirting when you're not there. If you're there with your partner all the time, obviously. But also, I feel like you have a risk. Your husband is driving all the time. Yeah. You send him a pic of your titties and he is behind the wheel. Mm-hmm. This could be dangerous for the Uber.
He'll be fine. I honestly think he would be fine. But like, it's more fun for me to bother him or catcall him at home. I'd rather catcall him at home than like sext him. Like sometimes when he takes a shower, I go in the bathroom and I go in and I put my head inside and I say, ooh, what is this? A body wash commercial? Ooh, what you doing? Like, I'm like, what's cute. That Dove? Lather. Okay. Maybe. He's like, babe, you're just being crazy.
He's funny. You know what? It's like, they always like want, like Frank would love it if I did that. Like, I don't have to tease Frank because he's like, wants it so much. You know what I mean? Like Frank's like, yeah, like good. And then I'm like, okay, well, it's less fun to tease you when I still do, but you know what I mean? It's so much more fun with Hamide, who's like, get away.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know.
He's always like, oh my God. He's always like, he always feels like it's inappropriate. I'm like, there's no one else here.
I know.
Let me see that proof. D.
How long have you and Frank been together now?
3 years.
3 years.
Wow. I know.
3 years of love and affection.
I know. We're technically more married than Caroline and Hamide.
Truly.
But we don't live together, which is modern.
Right.
And right. Like, hey, my rent, space. We both have like insane deals on our apartments. And I don't know. We're almost in like this sort of like, we're playing chicken to see like what is gonna, like, if I was like, my rent is getting raised, you know, $500, I will leave and, you know, we'll either find somewhere else or I don't really want to move into his place. I think it's too small for like two people, but I would if it was like, this is our only option. But like right now, apartments are so insane. I don't know if you've looked lately.
Oh, yeah.
But I have an amazing deal and so does he. So we're just kind of like chilling at the moment.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Our lease is coming up in July and we were like, we haven't heard anything and we got like a really, really good deal.
What do you pay?
So for a 3-bedroom in Prospect Heights, we're paying $2,900.
That's not bad. Damn. That's really not bad.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, it's great. And everything right now is like $5,000, $6,000 in this neighborhood. Like it sucks. And so my Aaron was like, okay, let's get like the lease conversation started. And we text him, hear nothing. We only text our super. We don't know who the landlord is. I'm pretty sure it is just the super and he's pretending there's a guy he's got to talk to. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But then we run into him that day and he was like, hey, here's the thing about the lease. The landlord wants to do something different because of the pandemic. Yeah. And so he was like, the first question is, what can you afford?
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. And we were like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, you got to give us a number.
The answer is, I can afford what I pay.
It's like, I can't even afford this, really. Like, barely. So we're just like, fuck. Because we were trying to stay here for a long time. We were like, yeah, we'll get a 3-bedroom. And then when it's time to, like, start having kids, we don't have to move. So now we're, like, just, like, bracing for whatever they're trying to, like, raise us.
I don't think they will. My $2,900 went to $3,100.
Okay. And what neighborhood are you in?
I'm in Chinatown, so it's, you know.
Oh, yes.
It's obviously okay, I didn't know this. More.
She's in a hot spot, too.
Yeah, it is good. And it's her two bedroom. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you can't okay. go. This is my, if my rent went to where I could get a one bedroom within like $200 or so, I would leave. But right now, like if I wanted to get a one bedroom or, you know, I guess if Frank and I both wanted to leave and like figured out we could, but like until then, I'm like, I gotta stay. That's so, so cheap.
Oh yeah. 1,000%. Yeah. Yeah. For anyone listening, not in New York City, it is like scary how much it's gotten up. It's like people cannot afford it. Every day at work, I'm like, where's my raise?
I'm about to start asking for a raise. I'm too stressed out. They are doing the worst.
Oh yeah. No, it's way too fucking stressed out. Way too fucking stressful. There's the words. Yeah. And then once I get stressed out, like, I don't know about y'all, but once I get stressed out, like, my sex drive is gone. Like, the past 2 years, 2.5 years, I, like, don't even know what my sex drive, like, looks like anymore. Like, I feel like I have no libido. It's just, like, is what it is. I definitely masturbated today to try to get any type of serotonin for what happened yesterday because I felt like shit. But yeah, nothing's working. Nothing's happening.
I'm pretty horny.
I'm one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got super horny and one way or the other.
Yeah, I get it. I can see that like stress. You'd be like, don't even touch me, that sort of thing. But I think that I use sex or at least jerking off as stress relief for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
How many is the opposite? When he gets stressed, he like is not sexual. And when I get stressed, I'm like, I'm trying to get fucking rammed. What's up?
Yeah, get this out of me.
Mm-hmm. Or I masturbate.
Yeah,
for sure. I like the solo. I'm like, yeah, I can totally go solo. But the idea of like pleasuring someone else at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if I can compute.
Like, well, then, yeah. I mean, but there are also, I feel like if I am stressed, I'm not usually not worried about pleasuring someone else. I'm worried about me getting mine.
Getting get out. Yeah.
Me getting mine. And then, you know, I was saying this to my cousin the other day, like, she was like, oh, I said something about how many, and she goes, oh, you're going to give him a blowjob for that? And I was like, no. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I do give blowjobs, and when I do them well, but I do feel like I have slacked off in the blowjob area just because I have just been.
I'm married.
Well,
you're married. Where's he going?
But not even like, it's not even that. It's more just like, I've just been the kind of horny where I like, it's kind of low key selfish where I'm like, I'm just kind of worried about me. And yeah, if he doesn't ask, totally. Which he like barely ever asks, he actually kind of asked the other day or indicated it the other day. And I did it because I was in the mood.
Yeah. I have to like, I really like giving blowjobs when I really like it. And then if I don't like, it's like, if I'm not in the mood, then it's a huge chore. It's like, I don't want a literal penis in my mouth right now. Like I just don't. But yeah,
when I'm in the mood, I'm like, where's that? Where's it at?
Yeah. Same. If I'm there, I'm there. But nobody wants a half-hearted blowjob. So don't, like, if I'm not into it, absolutely. Like, I'm not even starting. Because it's not going to be fun for anyone.
Yeah, because if I do it, I'm going to go in, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've also never, like, it's always been foreplay. It's always been, like, a precursor. I've never done, like, a blowjob from, like, beginning, middle, and end.
Ever in your life?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, it's always been, like, we're just, you know, we're warming up type of thing. We're starting out. But I've never, like, I don't think I've ever made a guy come from, like, a blowjob.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
I mean, it's probably, like, I could count. You know what I mean? Or maybe not count, but like, you know, it's not a lot.
It's not a lot, but it happens.
I also didn't give my first blowjob until I was 23.
Wow.
I was like very afraid of like the dick in my mouth.
What were you doing? Hand jobs?
I don't like hand jobs. I think they're stupid.
Not even. I would just be like, why? Just put it.
I kind of think they're funny.
Hand jobs are so dumb.
I like.
They're just weird. It's just like, can't you do
Melissa,
this better?
Melissa, do you
like,
use no. lube when you give a hand job? What do you do?
What do I'm not giving hand jobs all the time, but I would think that I would use lube or lotion or something. I feel like I've given a hand job with lotion before for sure.
I've never. Maybe I should give a hand job with
every
lotion.
Every once in a while I will. If I'm like being lazy and I don't want to like full have sex, I'll like not give a full start to finish hand job, but I'll like, yeah.
Yeah. I've done like, not with lotion or Leo Pam jobs. And they're like,
they're dry.
But it's also, they're dry, but it's also kind of the same thing. It's like, it's like revving
the engine up. Yeah, for a revving the engine up. Absolutely. That's fine. But not all the way through.
Yeah.
I think hand jobs are dumb. But I like getting finger popped.
As I was just going to say.
Sydney said finger popped the other day. And I was like, I haven't heard that in so long. Usually it's just finger. And she was like, what happened? What'd y'all do? Did y'all finger pop? What the fuck?
That's good.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, fingering is the best.
Oh, I love that.
I think I might even like it more.
Yeah. I went through a phase where I was like, you can finger me, but that's it. For sure. Like when I was like single and like young and I was like trying not to be super slutty, which I, if anything, I really regret that. Like, I think there was like a lot of like internalized like slut shaming that like I'd gotten out of a long-term relationship. And I was like, I don't want to like have sex with like too many people or something like that, which was so dumb. Like, especially, or I always tell the story when I was working in sports and I was like, you were definitely not allowed to have sex with the athletes. Like really, you know, it was like, don't do that. And I was like, well, this is awful. It's like my literal nightmare. Like I was in the locker with them, seeing all of them naked. It was crazy. So I finally do hook up with this one NHL player and I'm like in his hotel room. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't have sex with him. Like, I'm going to lose my internship. Like, this is so bad. And mind you, I'm like, you know, topless. And so I was like, okay, okay, I'll just let him finger me and that'll be okay. Which is insane. It's like, obviously I could be in trouble for many things.
It's not that crazy. I could see how you would like,
I was like 20. Like that was my logic. Like I was like, okay, if he just fingers me and anyone asks, I'll be like, no, I didn't have sex with him. You can't fire me from my like unpaid internship. Like it's so stupid. So I really regret that, but I do love getting fingered. And that was like, I remember one of the first times where I like really came and I was like, okay, great. Like this is it.
Oh yeah. Well, like that makes so much sense too, because that like in our 20s, that was like early 2000s. Yes. I think it was like 2009 for me. And it was like, we still had this idea that the only type of real sex was penetrative sex. And now we understand like blowjobs are sex, like fingering is sex, getting out, like all these different things are sex. So I would totally think the same way, being like, it's like the whole like you're a virgin, but you've done everything else but vaginal. Like,
and like the safety within that. And that's probably my like Catholic school roots, where it was like, you know, penetrative sex is legal. Everything else kind of like don't talk about it or whatever. And like, you know, obviously slut shaming comes from that environment as well. And it's just like, yeah, I think the early 2000s were like a really, or yeah, I guess it would have been 2009, 2010, whatever. That time was, I feel like, very fraught with like controlling of our sexuality. I really think that was a tough time to come of age sexually.
Mm. Oh yeah. It was not a good era for, it was very mean to women.
Yeah,
we had our low rise jeans. We had thongs. We had Paris Hilton. Like it was a lot of fat shaming, a lot of slut shaming, a lot of like mean girls stuff. It was hard to come of age sexually, for sure, in that era.
Hard to come.
I'm trying to think if I can remember my first orgasm from someone else. I don't think I can.
I can.
It
was sex.
Nice. But it was like, like clit or like fingering or?
I come from penetrative sex. Yeah. That is like my favorite kind of orgasm. I love
that. We talk about how lucky we are all the time.
So you can come penetrative too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. I can only come if it's clit.
Virgos that come from penetrative
from G-spots. Yeah. That's our brand. Mm-hmm.
The only time I think it was penetrative, we were doing like reverse cowgirl. And the way I was positioned, I was like, I don't think
I love reverse cowgirl now. I was never a fan. And then recently in the last couple months, I love reverse cowgirl.
It's like harder. Like, I feel like there's more concentration. Like, I feel like I have to be very aware of like where I have to like spot myself. Like, if I'm a dancer, like I have to
hold on to their ankles.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I hold on to the ankles or little calves. I feel like it's great because you have so much balance. And then, like, I don't know, like there's a mirror directly across from my bed. So I just be in the mirror looking at the mirror like, and then you could like dance on it. jump on it. Yeah. But then you can also just like, you know, I don't know. I love it. Focus.
No, it is good. I just like being on top, but he does all of the work. So I feel like that's easier facing him. But you know what? He probably could do all the work both turned around.
Yeah.
Interesting. Just
like,
yeah.
Spread your legs wide and lean forward.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I always for years was like, what is even the point of that? This is a stupid position. Is that for men or is that for women? Now I'm like, oh, it's for me.
Yeah, no, it feels good.
You know, it's one that I never think of. I never think to do that.
Yeah, it's so random, but I'm telling you, I'm going through a phase. It's definitely a phase I'm going through.
Okay. Inspirational.
I mean, our go-to is always girl on top. Girl on top. I'm definitely going to get like, that clit stimulation. Oh, yeah, because I'm going to get that clit stimulation.
That's nice.
It is work. It is work, too. Aaron's back has been hurting him, too, though. So it's like this one won't hurt him. But when you said mirror, it reminded me of how many times I have come by like watching myself get fucked. Mm. Like we all like look our hottest, I think, like when we're getting fucked. Like it's just like, it's so hot. It's so sexy.
Yeah.
I'm into the mirror sex for sure.
Yeah. I made eye contact with myself in the mirror when I was jerking off the other day and I was like, that fun.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Oh,
I miss having that. A high
solo
up
mirror
bed.
Sex.
My bed's so okay.
Your bed is perfect where you could lay down and he could stand up. I used to love that. I had that in my first apartment in New York. And coincidentally, I did that all the time with Hamide in my first apartment in New York.
Interesting.
He actually put my bed together. Like the first time we did that, I just got in my new bed and I like honestly just moved in there. I hadn't been there for that long. And he came over and he put together my bed and then we had sex on it and he was standing and I was like laying there on the bed.
Hot.
I'll never forget it. Then he called his mom and told him I was his girlfriend.
Aww.
Were you freaked out? I feel like I'd be freaked out.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was not all for me. I was like, I just met you, sir. Please.
Oh my God. Me and Aaron are like, height isn't good. I actually bought like these IKEA footstools that are like used for kids so they can wash their hands that we have not pulled out in a long time when we were doing like stand up sex. Cause like my butt was never like the right spot for his penis.
I love that you made a purchase to correct that. That's really great.
Mm-hmm. Went to IKEA, got into a fight. Can't not get into a fight in IKEA with your partner.
We've never been to IKEA. Oh my God, I want to go out of curiosity.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but you will fight somehow. You will fight. I'm not sure. It's always busy.
Is it because you want stuff and he doesn't want you to get it?
Well, ours is very me specific in that we went to one Red Hook, and so we went to Brooklyn Crab and Red Hook, and we got clam chowder, and I immediately got diarrhea when we were in IKEA, and he had never been before, and I was like, I have to get to the bathroom, and he was like, yeah, I'm taking you to the bathroom, but he was taking me to the bathroom section where you buy shit, and I was like, no, this isn't the fucking bathrooms, and like, I like ran away, and we like fought, and then I pooped, and then we were fine, but yeah, there will be something that is very specific to you that will like bring out a fight or to Hamide, like just something happens.
Oh my God. I barely needed a trigger.
I could see us getting into a fight because I would want everything.
I don't need a reason to start a fight.
To be honest, me either. I started a fight yesterday with no fucking shame. And then I was talking all this shit and then I burned myself.
Oh, while I was cooking. God. What did you shit? Is that from a pan?
Yeah, I was cooking and I was like, holding my pan, moving. I was moving from one place.
That was God.
It was God. It was very like, bitch, why are you starting it?
Oh no, I'm so sorry. I thought I was attacking.
No, people said that to me yesterday because I wore a crop top and I was like, no.
It is a burn. It's a brand for being a crazy wife.
Absolutely.
What was the fight about?
So yesterday, okay, here's the thing. And you could tell me if I'm wrong about this, but I woke up yesterday and the last thing I watched on TikTok last night was this girl talking about how like her boyfriend of so and such years was cheating on her for so many years and she didn't know it. And she didn't know it until she looked at his phone and she found like incriminating texts. And I saw another one about this girl approaching this guy being like, didn't you just like, you just asked me for my number. Who's this lady? Right. And the lady was his actual girlfriend and he was downstairs getting this girl's number. Right. Then my friend, I won't say his name, but he just got out of you better know who this is, Melissa. He just got out of a 10-year relationship where he found out that the boyfriend was cheating on him through the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like devastating. Lies upon lies upon lies. They could have had an open relationship. He was open to it, but the boyfriend chose to lie. So then I wake up yesterday morning and I'm like, let me see your phone. And so he gave me the phone.
Amadeu would never.
So, yeah, but also everybody, okay, all the people in the TikTok videos were like so shocked. And then also our friend, so shocked, taken aback. And so, and I'm like that. I'm easily influenced and I just needed to ease my mind. And we've had this conversation before in therapy where it's like, if I want to look at your phone, if we have open communication and trust, I think that phone should be open because he could grab my phone at any moment and take a peek, right? So then he did give it to me. I actually grabbed the phone and waved it over his face. And he was like, here, he put in the code. And I already have the code. He did give it to me before, but I don't know where I put that code and I can't find it in my notes. Anyway, so I'm looking at his phone. And also because he has a Snapchat that he uses with his friends, but I saw this other thing on TikTok talking about how Snapchat is for nudes. So I said, let me just go look at the Snapchat. Right.
It was.
And so there's nothing there. It's just like conversations between him and his friends in Burkina Faso, which is fine. So then I'm like, oh, okay. I say this to him. I'm telling him about what they say about Snapchat and I'm looking at the phone and I'm like, okay, fine. And then he like takes the phone from me. He's like, babe, you're being paranoid. You're being paranoid. He's like, I don't like this. And I'm like, I know you don't like it, but it's really not up to you, baby. It's up to me. And I was like, and I don't like that you took the phone because why are you acting like that? And then he was like, okay, here, fine. He was like, but if you're going to do this, like, don't do it in front of me. Just, you have the code. Take the phone, look through the phone. Don't go through the phone and tell me all these crazy stories and tell me about this, this and that, because that has nothing to do with me. And it's not my fault. Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, but I don't have the code anymore because I can't find it. And he was like, well, if it was so important to you, why don't you have it anymore? And I was like, that's not your business. You know, I forget stuff. And then he gave me the code again and I put it in my notes and I know where it is now. But he was just like, it just is not nice to have you going through my phone and saying all these crazy things to me and I didn't do anything and like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whatever. Okay. So then I took some chicken and I heated it up for myself. And I was already kind of in an annoyed mood with him. And I ate one piece of the chicken and then he's like, oh, can I have a piece? Can I have a piece? Did you heat anything up for me? And I gave him a piece. And then I started talking shit while I was cooking the rest of my food because I was still hungry. And I was like, you should have gotten made breakfast for me. You knew I was upset with you and you knew that I was feeling emotional. And also sometimes I just be emotional. And I was like, and when you see that I'm emotional, you should get up and do something nice for me, like make me breakfast and like blah, 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 going in on him, burn myself.
Damn.
I'm psychotic. And I just want everybody to know, whoever's listening to this, yes, I know this sounds crazy, but it doesn't matter.
I don't think it sounds that crazy. And I think that like, that's not a real fight, but like, it's just like Hamide being annoyed with how you're approaching it. Not like you can't go through my phone or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wasn't saying that. But even though he wasn't saying that, that's what it felt like. Now that I look back on it in the moment, I guess it really wasn't that big of a deal. And there was nothing to find anyway.
Well,
but it's always hard when you like find out someone's like, you know, got cheated on. Like I immediately am like, oh, fuck.
It was too many instances like around me in my space and me hearing about these things where I was like,
well, let me tell you one more. So my friend was in a long distance relationship. Well, it's not that crazy. It's not like long term. Mm-hmm. I just thought this was so ballsy of this guy. Like they were kind of long distance. They had broken up. This was kind of their trip to like, you know, like he flew in to kind of like make this effort, brought her some flowers, blah, blah, blah. End of the weekend. They've had sex all day. She like takes a shower, whatever, comes back and is like, oh, can I send myself the pictures we took this weekend? He's like, yeah, for sure. She's going through the pictures. There's screenshots from Tinder on his phone. Like first of all, you're on Tinder, like while my friend is in the shower. then you're screenshotting.
Like recent,
it's funny. Oh, no, of that day, that morning. Like, those were the most recent photos. So he was like, no, it was just funny. Like, I was just sending my friend, like, this was a funny picture, like a funny quote from Tinder. She's like, you're on Tinder, like scrolling and whatever. And I was kind of like, okay, like, this guy's not from here. Like, maybe there's some world where he's just like, what are the girls doing in New York? Don't think it's okay still. But like, I was like, in the best case scenario, like, and that's what he was like. He's like, it's just like another app that I would go on. Like, it's like Instagram. And she's like, you're almost still inside of me. Like, this is insane. And I have to agree. Like, that's, and you're there to like mend things and like try to get back together. Like, you're fucked. But he won't even say that there was like something wrong with doing that, which is, I think, the bigger issue.
Yeah. I agree. In every instance, it's like, even if he really didn't think anything was wrong, if I'm telling you that that is wrong, then
yeah,
it's
apologize.
Wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter what you think is wrong or not.
But like, I also just don't believe you're him.
Hurt. Like, she's hurt. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's like communication 101. Like, if they're saying, like, you can't be like, well, that's not what I meant. And it's like, that's doesn't matter. That's how it made me feel. Like, you have to acknowledge that that's how it made me feel. And also, why the fuck are you taking screenshots of Tinder? Mm-hmm. Like, you could totally, one, he could totally gotten fucking away with it.
Exactly.
He was messy.
Did she look on his phone for the app? Because I would have immediately went from there to the app and looked at the conversations. My nosy ass.
Good question. I don't think she did.
Oh,
but like, yeah, that's a good point. Should have done that. But that's like enough
evidence that's enough.
That
yeah.
he's fucking around. Mm-hmm. Like, not that yeah. they're even like fully committed at the time, but that's like to be in her bed doing that.
Yeah, to have flown in her bed trying to mend it. Also, Carolina, I think you need a TikTok series of what to do if you think your man is cheating.
Ooh, yeah.
Or if your partner is cheating. That'd be
what are
really
you talking
funny.
About? Like, that's not good advice. What I just did was actually not good yesterday. And then I got
make
the burn.
It, and make it, no. But what you were saying about Melissa's friend of like, why didn't she go check for Tinder on the phone? Mm. Like, you should be like, here's what you should be doing if you think your person is cheating on X, Y, and Z. Maybe make it satirical, but I think that'd be like very funny.
Okay.
And could also help some
That's
people.
True.
People be cheating. People
That's
are cheating
what I'm
left
saying.
And right. Like,
the vibes are off. And like, while Hamide, I really don't think that he's cheating on me in this very moment. But I also like, am I crazy? I don't think any boy has ever cheated on me. Like, boyfriends, I don't think any of my boyfriends have cheated on me. I'm always looking. I grew up watching way too many novellas to not have my eye kind of always one eye open a little bit. But I don't think any of them have cheated on me. They've never admitted it. I've never caught them. And I'm not the kind of bitch that sleeps with one eye, you know, both eyes closed. One eye is always open. So I don't True. Think any of them have ever cheated on me. And I don't know. Maybe I'm delusional.
I have suspicions about one. My Greek boyfriend.
Yeah, I've got one that, while I don't have receipts, like, definitely fucking cheated on me. And then also cheated on that person with me. Like, they just kept going back and forth. Like, the timeline doesn't make sense. Yeah, and it fucks with you. Like, cheating fucks
with you.
Wait,
he dated that girl after you? Is that what you mean?
No, he was fucking around with both of them.
Yeah, he was fucking around with both of us. He was, like, with her for a very long time. Like, a very, very long time. Broke up. I think broke up with her like right before her birthday. Our first date was on her birthday.
Oh, God.
We were like together for a couple months. Then we broke up because he was like, I can't do this. This is so much because of her. Got back together with her. Then got back together with me. And then it was terrible. Like, it was one of those things where like you'd watch it and be like, why the fuck are you with this person, Natalie? Like, this is embarrassing for you. But it was never confirmed. I'm pretty sure he cheated.
Damn. Well,
yeah,
his loss. What a fucking loser.
Right. But yeah, I to your point, Carolina, when I was like living nannying and going back and forth from New York City, when me and Aaron lived together, there was a moment where I was like, are you cheating on me? Based off of literally nothing, except I found chapstick. And I was like, straight boys don't use chapstick. And then it was like, he was like, Nelly, I bought myself chapstick. It's the middle of the winter. And like, truly, for like a month, I was like, I think he's cheating on me.
Natalie, straight boys should use chapstick. You should.
Wait.
Oh, they should. They should.
So when you're live-in nannying, I've always wondered this, like, are you there 7 nights a week?
It depends. Like, I have done where I was there 24/7. And then...
So, like, when are you having sex?
I would have people come to the house.
While
While they were gone. Yeah, while the kids were, like, at school. I know. I just hope the parents never hear this because I never, had it confirmed with them. Yeah. Yeah, want to come really hard, have someone come to a house that is not yours.
Oh my God.
And then go pick up the kids, like, at softball practice. Like, you think you've, like, you feel like you've had an affair, and it's like, oh, that's so exciting. To go on the other side of cheating, it's, like, really hot. Yeah.
Wow. Fun.
I mean, I wasn't having a lot of sex, but, like, yeah, definitely. I definitely had Aaron come up a couple of times without telling them about it so we could fuck in their very expensive Connecticut house. Hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was good shit.
Fun.
But otherwise, you're just kind of masturbating a lot and, like, trying to hide it from...
I would think it'd be tough to have a relationship. Yeah, or jerk off. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys were already, like, in an established relationship. I think it would be hard to start a relationship like that.
Mm-mm. We met once at a Marianne Ways party, but, like, didn't care about each other. Like, he was actually flirting with my friend and I was flirting with his friend. Mm-hmm. And then we re-met at a show that I was on, had a date, and then the next day I was going up to Connecticut for 3 months. And that's where I was, like, 24/7.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you guys were already established. Look at me speaking for you.
But no, but you're right.
I saw her shaking her head. I was like, okay.
You're right, though, because then, like, we did that. Then we got together for a couple years, and then that family asked me to come back, and then I was doing, like, a Monday through Thursday.
That's not bad.
And would, like, come back and forth. Yeah. But originally we started out, like, long distance. Like, I was sexting like crazy, like, videos and shit. Like, we would do, like, videos of each other, like, masturbating. But, like, none of the doors had locks, so the kids could have totally walked in at any point. But that's my thing. Like, I love voyeurism. I love, like, almost getting caught.
I like voyeurism. Like, I want to watch. Who was I talking to about that yesterday?
Yeah, you've told me so many stories of you. Carolina's, like, been on trips with friends, and, like, when we're, like, eating chips, like, Danielle was having sex.
Yeah, she was,
like, who's in here?
She was getting eaten out, and it was, like, an open door, like, an open, like, a curved shower where there was no door. And she was getting eaten out, and I saw it, and I was eating chips, but it's not like I was like, oh, let me get these chips to eat and then go watch her get eaten out. It
sounded like you got a snack.
No. I had the chips in my hand. My lover at the time, Jimothy, came downstairs. I had asked him to go upstairs and get some lotion for me. We were in Mauritius in a villa. And I said, Jimothy, we just came out the ocean where we had relations. And I said, I'm very dry now. My skin hurts me. Can you go get me some lotion? And he went to go get the lotion. And he's like, I can't go in there. Danielle and Paula were in there having sex. And I was like, the chips were already in my hand. And I ran up the stairs.
Okay, but you still went, like, actively looking for it. It wasn't stumbled into the place.
Yes, I knew.
That's really funny.
It was not accidental.
I wasn't defending what I did, just kind of trying to establish that.
Defending the chips.
Yeah.
She didn't what type bring of chips snacks
were there? I think they were just, like, I don't know, some, like, random chips from some bodega in Mauritius. Not a bodega, obviously, but, you know, a little store.
It's so funny.
No, I'm just wondering how loud they were. Like, were they a tortilla chip?
They were a crunchy chip. And I do think that is why she realized that I was there.
So not only do you like to watch, but you like to be caught.
I don't like to be caught. I was drunk. I, like, wasn't thinking. I could have been more stealth, but I wasn't. But I'll tell you what, she kicked me out. I went and grabbed Jimothy and we went to a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Would Hamaday or Frank ever do, like, a sex party and, like, let people watch you, like, doing sex?
I'm sure. Well, the issue with my partner is he is British, so there's some level of decorum. But I think that he would be, if I was like, I want to do this, he'd be like, yes.
I don't think so. I can confirm that I really, I mean, you know, I don't even know if I would want to go to a sex party, but I think I, again, would just want to watch. And I don't even know if I could get him to go watch a sex party.
Yeah.
Okay. He won't even watch porn with me.
I really want to go.
To me, like, the sex party thing, like, I get the getting caught and like maybe someone's watching thing, having someone like right there watching, but not being involved. I don't know if that's hot to me.
Yeah. Like I like the idea of like, it. I watch a lot of porn with
yeah,
that.
Like a window yeah. thing. I'm sure. Obviously I have no curtains. People have seen me have sex for sure. And I've seen people across from me have sex, but I think in New York, there's a level of politeness where you like, don't let yourself be seen. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I totally get that. That there is definitely like a level of anonymity. Yeah. Is that the yeah. word to New York?
Yeah. And I'm not like, oh, I'd recognize their faces or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah, no, totally. I feel like Carolina was shaking her head though.
You never had like your roommate catch you or hear you?
I'm sure she's heard me and I've heard her, but it's okay, like yeah. not like a
not an intentional thing.
I'm not turned on by my roommate hearing me have sex. I'm like trying to be a decent, you know, a solid citizen. And like
I'm turned on by hearing other people have sex is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm turned on. Actually, the one time that Sydney was upstairs in my bathroom and I thought she had left. She asked me to use my straightener. I thought she left.
Right.
And I left the door open and she heard me get railed. Right. I'm sorry. This guy fucking going yeah. in. Nice. Amazing. Yeah. But the point is, I walked out. I'm like naked. I walk out. I got my towel over my shoulder. I walk out to go take my shower. I went to the bathroom and Sydney's there and
she's been there the whole time.
She just looked like her face. She's so serious. She just looked at me and I was like, what the fuck? Cause I know that's she heard so me funny. And I was like, oh. I was like,
but the fact that she was like, I will not leave.
I am going to stand here and straighten my hair. I thought she was taking it downstairs. Okay. That was so embarrassing for me. God. But had that been Sydney, I would have sat there and listened the same way.
I would.
What did Sydney say? Hmm? What did Sydney say? Just like after
she was just like, whoo,
said and done.
Okay. Wow. It sounded like he was blowing it back out. She was like, it sounded like he was really blowing it back out. And I was like, get out of here, Sydney.
That's so oh, wow. funny.
Oh my God. That is amazing. I'm trying to think if I've heard my roommates before. Well, I haven't had a roommate in like 5-6 years.
Have you ever watched your friend's sex tape?
No, but I don't think I have any friends that have a sex tape. Like, I think I'm the most adventurous out of like a lot of like my close friends.
Melissa, do you have a sex tape? Because I feel like you do.
Yeah. But like, not like lengthy. Like I haven't like set up a camera
just
and
some been,
like let me light the room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carolina, no, I've never done that and I kind of would, but just for me.
Yeah.
Like same. I totally would love to watch myself. I've definitely done videos of like myself masturbating, like solo stuff.
I've never done that.
But
either.
I've never done it's a little hard to like masturbate while holding the camera or the phone.
Yeah, I've struggled with that as well. Even like coming in a FaceTime situation, I feel like can be difficult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Either difficult or like it is hotter. I mean, a vibrator is like going to happen, but yeah.
It's totally. It's all about the angle too. And it's like really hard to get that certain angle mm-hmm, sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and this is making me want to do it again. I have not done that in, like, years. Because it's, like, you know, with COVID, they were, like, in the other room. Like, you never were, like, away from them.
Right.
If you were living with them, that is.
But even when I do go away, like, when I go away, I'm not going to lie, like, and this is bad. Like, especially when I go away with my girls, I kind of, like, I'm like, bye, hominy.
Yeah.
So I really don't really think about like sending him videos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I do think it, like I think the last stuff changes when like you're married and you like live with them. There is a different now that time is like alone time.
Yeah.
And so that becomes like the priority. Yeah.
It feels nice to.
Oh, yeah.
But then like, I don't know, I'll send him like cute pictures of me when I'm like going out or on the beach in my bikini.
Yeah,
stuff
I have
like
to
that.
Feel hot. Like that's when I'm sending my hot pictures is like when I'm like, okay. Or like in my underwear, I'm really like hot, you know, mm-hmm. something like I have to be feeling very into it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, this has been great. And the when we wrap up, I always ask, is there anything we didn't talk about that y'all wanted to talk about? Or plug anything?
Starfuckers.
Well, come see us in Scotland, bitch. Oh, yeah, I guess Starfuckers. Yes. Our next Starfuckers, June 20th at Union Hall.
Oh, hells yeah. Okay, awesome. And then, yeah, you can see us in Edinburgh for Awkward Sex in the City this summer for the Fringe Festival. Yes.
Amazing.
Yay. Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much. This was great.
Thank you. I had a blast. I love you, girls.
Love you. Bye.
I will text you all more later.
Okay. Bye, babe.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, please go download, listen to, subscribe to Hoes with Feelings. Go subscribe to Awkward Sex and City if you haven't already, though I'm assuming at this point you probably have. Check out us in Edinburgh. If you are there, if you are trying to come, let us know. What a day. Thank you so much, y'all. And I will see you next week.